Of all the writing mistakes a person can make, apostrophe errors are probably the worst. They're certainly the ones most likely to evoke giggles, and if you make the mistake of misusing them on a business sign, they're most likely to end up on some apostrophe errors website. But while some of this ridicule may be deserved, the truth is that sometimes getting apostrophes right is hard. And I've noticed that some terms and situations are harder than others, almost like traps deliberately set to trip people up. So here are some of the biggest apostrophe traps to look out for. The very biggest you probably already know. The pronoun its seems to mess people up more than any other. Its can be spelled either with or without an apostrophe, depending on how you mean it. But people get this confused because, unlike nouns, which form their possessive with an apostrophe and s, the possessive form of its does not have an apostrophe. The dog wagged its tail has no apostrophe in it, even though it is possessive. The trick to getting this one right is to remember that possessive its isn't like a regular noun. It's like his and hers. These don't take apostrophes either, even though they're possessive. The only time its takes an apostrophe is when it's standing in for two words, either it is or it has, as in, it's cold outside, or it's been nice talking to you. Personally, I have more problems with whose. Depending on how you mean it, whose can be spelled either W-H-O-S-E or W-H-O apostrophe S. And like its, the one with the apostrophe is never possessive. It's always a contraction of either who is or who has, like who's there or who's been reading my email. The one spelled W-H-O-S-E is the possessive form and it functions like an adjective, modifying a noun. Whose car is that? Whose job is on the line? In fact, this choice between contractions and other forms is actually at the heart of a lot of common apostrophe errors. Your and your, for example, are often confused. The one written Y-O-U-R is possessive, your car, your house, your job, and that one never gets an apostrophe. The one written Y-O-U apostrophe R-E is a contraction of you are. And remember, the term yours is a possessive like his and its. It takes no apostrophe. Exact same thing with theirs. The one with an apostrophe, T-H-E-R-E apostrophe S, is always a contraction. There's something you should know is just a shorter way of saying there is something you should know. T-H-E-I-R-S is the possessive form. Is that house theirs? And perhaps the trickiest contraction is let's. That's because, though we use the contracted form all the time, the words it's contracting aren't very common. Let's, with an apostrophe, is a contraction of let and us. Let us go to the movies. Let us think about it. We almost never talk like that. We always say, let's go to the movies. Let's think about it. So it's hard to remember that L-E-T apostrophe S is actually a contraction. But it is. The let's without an apostrophe is just the verb let conjugated in the third person singular. He lets the cat out at night. There's no apostrophe in that. Decades create a lot of apostrophe errors. People think that when you're saying the 1980s or the 1990s, an apostrophe belongs in there. Not so. The only time you might put an apostrophe in the 1980s is when it's in all capital letters, the S is in capital letters, and you're pretty sure that without the apostrophe it will confuse readers. This brings us to another apostrophe trap, initials and abbreviations, like URLs and TVs and DVDs. But forming these plurals shouldn't be tough. In most cases, these initialisms form the plural just like regular nouns, no apostrophe. URL, no apostrophe S. TV, no apostrophe S. The only time you would consider using an apostrophe is when the whole thing, including the S, is in capital letters, and an apostrophe is the only way to make clear that you mean DVDs and not something pronounced DVDS. Men's, women's, and children's create a lot of confusion. These are all words that form their plurals without an S. One man, two men. One woman, two women. So when you make any of these terms possessive, you add an apostrophe and then the S. The men's department. M-E-N apostrophe S. Never add S to any of these words without an apostrophe. As we said, men is already plural, so tacking an S on the end doesn't make sense unless it comes after an apostrophe and is indicating possession. And note the difference between a kid's menu and a children's menu. These two words are very different because, unlike children, kids needs an S to be plural. One kid, two kids. One child, two children. So they form their possessives differently. The plural possessive of kids, as in all the kids' rooms, is written with an apostrophe after the S. K-I-D-S apostrophe rooms. But the plural possessive of children takes the apostrophe before the S. C-H-I-L-D-R-E-N apostrophe S rooms. Our last apostrophe trap comes when people try to form plurals of proper names ending in Y. A lot of people want to make these plurals by throwing in an apostrophe, but that's a mistake. But in fact, the only trick to these plurals is remembering that there's no trick to them. To form the plural of a proper noun ending in Y, or I, O, or U for that matter, just treat them as if they ended with any other letter. Jane and John Smith are the Smiths, no apostrophe. Kate and Steve Berry are the Berrys, B-E-R-R-Y-S, no apostrophe. So these are some of the biggest apostrophe traps you can run into. When in doubt, just remember that apostrophes do not form plurals except in very rare cases, and that they almost always indicate either possession or contraction.